Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
MasterChef.
Every time that player's like, oh, it's MasterChef.
No one can hear that song without hearing MasterChef now. It's not normal MasterChef. We just had Back to Win. We now have Junior. So oh, a so bunch good, of kids it? To really boost off our confidence of how good we are as cooks.
Yeah. When I was their age, I was making like cheese on toast and still... burning that, so yep. They're a bit ahead of us, let's be honest.
Well, we're going to be chatting to one of the lovely judges, Andy Allen. He joins us. Good morning.
G'day, gang. How are we?
Yeah,
doing
fantastic.
Good.
Thanks, Andy. How did you guys manage to film a whole season during the pandemic in Melbourne, of all places?
Well, it actually wasn't that hard because we basically filmed half of Back to Win, you know, while when the pandemic was at its absolute worst.
Yeah, true.
So once we'd kind of been able to see what the rules were and we could abide by those rules, there was nothing really that we changed. I mean, we changed a fair bit because we were dealing with kids, so there's a lot that changes there. But in terms of the pandemic, we were just following the same government guidelines that we were given for Back to Win.
Yeah, I guess you kind of nailed it with Back to Win and you just knew what to do for the next one.
But I guess with this one, were the kids' parents present during filming? Are they sitting like in a little room with a TV screen? Do they know what's happening or are they stuck at a hotel?
So the kids get put up with their one parent and then they come to set each day. They don't get to kind of sit and watch what's going on. They sit in a green room with no TV and wait patiently for their little legends to come back and see how they went.
So apart from the usual emotional roller coaster of Junior MasterChef every season, what can we expect to see on this season of Junior MasterChef?
See, the emotional roller coaster is probably something that is a lot less, I would say. I mean, the way that they dealt with pressure. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's a couple of moments that are full tearjerkers. However, for a lot of the time, the kids were just so stoked to be there. You know, a lot of the kids are grown up with MasterChef. MasterChef is older than the majority of the kids, so they've watched it, you know, avidly. And so they just have this overarching joy to be on the show. And we kind of, Jocelyn and myself kind of ran with that because, you know, instead of creating, you know, have that, you know what, like that whole intense, you know, MasterChef pressure cooker environment, it was more like, let's run with this whole happiness. Let's make it fun because really the kids are going to cook their best food when they're having a good time.
That's why we love it because it just puts us in a good mood.
It's
doesn't
just
it?
Happy. It's a happy place. But unfortunately, though, obviously not everyone can always cook a perfect meal and there might be some that are not the best. Did you have to practice or have training as to how to tell a kid their food was crap? Because as adults, you're just like, yeah, it's not that good. You can't do that to a kid.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, look, I mean, you were cautious on your wording, definitely. But I'm cautious with my wording with my chefs in my kitchen and in my restaurants. You know, each individual is very different, and you use different words and you use different a different energy to get the best out of those people. So it's the same with kids. You know, I mean, from day one, we weren't going to go in there and absolutely toast them. That would just be stupid, and we didn't have to. But from the first step, the food is absolutely unbelievable anyway. But you still get relationships with these kids, and you know when you can, you know, give a good amount of feedback. You know when, like, you don't need to give a huge, you know, long critique on their dish. So it's each dish, it's each, you know, kid, each day they walk in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, obviously, eliminations do still happen in Junior MasterChef. Are there as many tiers as there was in Back to Win, or is it a little bit more tame with the eliminations?
We were conscious of that. Like, how is a kid going to go getting eliminated? So we've kind of put a bit of a spin on it. Firstly, that they get eliminated in pairs.
So
we don't actually, when I say eliminated, we don't actually eliminate people. We celebrate the people who are going through to the next round. So it's not like you're eliminated, Bobby and Jen. It's more like, you know, Sarah, Chrissy and John, well done, you're through to the next round.
Good.
Just to, like, you know, ease the pain a bit. And to be honest, it worked. Like, I was worried, you know, for the first elim, what it was going to be like. But the kids, I think it's just testament to how mature they are and know them just knowing the process.
Yeah.
They were all smiles. They were very thankful. It was amazing to see.
Final question for you, Andy. When you were these kids' age, were you as good of a cook?
No, no, not even close. No, I think if this was putting up now would probably be better than some of the food that I was putting up in my series of MasterChef when I was 23 years old. Like, that's how good it is. And that's not a stab at, you know, our season, because we had some absolutely amazing chefs on there. But even some of the dishes would stand up in Back to Win. I'm not like mucking around there. Like, they were that good. So
that's just crazy. Yeah. I can't even comprehend that. Well, we're going to have to all watch it for ourselves this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. on Win. Junior MasterChef Australia is back. Thank you so much for joining us, Andy.
Beauty, guys. Have a great day.